Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, our First Lady could not be with us this evening with our lesson and talk through the Bible. So I will bring a word this evening. Amen. At 7 p.m. Praise be to God. And if you have a prayer request that you want me to pray for, all you have to do is call in 319-527-6204, because our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. So call in your prayer requests at this time. At this time, I also want to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are truly welcome here. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So again, this is Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer. And all you have to do is call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I trust in Jesus, he's my
In Matthew 6 and 8 says, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Amen. Lord, our faith is no faith at all if it depends upon whether or not you perform a miracle for us or for someone we love. And yet we believe that miracles do happen. So we ask you to look with compassion on our prayer and to grant the desires of our heart. Whether your answer is yes or no, now or later, we trust that you hear us, that you understand our distress, and that you will act with compassion. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that's all it takes, is to call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. So I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. I know that there is someone out there today that needs prayer, or needs prayer for a loved one, for a friend, an enemy, even for your neighbor next door. Whatever it is that God puts on your heart to pray for, we are here. Again, our number is 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection by the Wiki Tones. Jesus Saves.
Anointed you fall. The light of his word, pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Praise God. God's promise in Mark 9 and 23 in the New Living Translation says, anything is possible if a person believes. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, in whom we live and move and have our being, open our eyes that we may behold thy fatherly presence ever about us. Draw our hearts to thee with the power of thy love. Teach us to be anxious for nothing. And when we have done what thou hast given us to do, help us, O God, our Savior, to leave the issues to thy wisdom. Take from us all doubt and mistrust. Lift our thoughts up to thee in heaven and make us to know that all things are possible through to us through thy Son, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that's all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord this evening. Again, our lady Nadine is unable to be with us this evening to conduct our lesson. And so I will be bringing a word this evening. Amen. At 7 p.m. Praise be to God. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Right now, let's lift him up to the highest. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring it like this together.
No matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
the problem may be,
He's in control,
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him In my live, I'm moving.
In my live, I'm moving.
They're like the best of people.
Best of people.
Come on, lift them up again.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live.
If you believe that, sing this with the blood of people.
God, I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we are going to go into our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Praise be to God. The title of this message is The Frosting of Faith. Amen. And our scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And it says, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, these are the greetings from Paul. He says, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. I have been sent out to tell others about the life he has promised through faith in Christ Jesus. I am writing to Timothy, my dear son. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did, night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I know that same faith continues strong in you. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Again, the title of this message is The Frosting of Faith. And the text for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. Praise be to God. The writer says, hand in hand, my grandson and I skipped across the parking lot to find a special back-to-school outfit. A preschooler now, he was excited about everything, and I was determined to ignite his happiness into joy. I had just seen a coffee mug with the inscription, Grandma are moms with lots of frosting. Frosting equals fun, glitter, joy. That's my job description as his grandma, right? That and more. In his second letter to his spiritual son, Timothy, Paul calls out his sincere faith and then credits its lineage both to Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice, in 2 Timothy 1 and 5. These women lived out their faith in such a way that Timothy also came to believe in Jesus. Surely, praise be to God, surely Lois and Eunice loved Timothy and provided for his needs. But clearly, they did more. Paul points to the faith living in them as the source of the faith hater living in Timothy. My job as a grandmother includes the frosting, moment of a back-to-school outfit. But even more, I'm called to defrosting moments when I share my faith. Bowing our heads over chicken nuggets, noticing angelic cloud formations in the sky as God's works of being, along with a song about Jesus on the radio. Let's be wooed by the example of moms and grandmas like Eunice and Lois to let our faith become the frosting in life so others will want what we have. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. How have you been influenced by the faith of others? And how are you living out your faith so that others might be influenced? Think about those two questions. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to invest our time in living out our faith before others. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So, again, this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And I am your host, Evangelist Hilda. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I would like to share some words of wisdom. You can talk to God because God listens. Your voice matters in heaven. He takes you very seriously. When you enter his presence, the attendants turn to you to hear your voice. No need to fear that you will be ignored, even if you stumble or stumble. Even if what you say to say impresses no one, it impresses God, and he listens. Words of Wisdom. Amen. By Max Lucado. Praise be to God. God's promise in Philippians 4:19 says that my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we do not know what we ought to ask of you. You only know what we need. You love us better than we know how to love ourselves. Oh, Father, give to us, your children, that which we ourselves do not know how to ask. We have no other desire than to accomplish your will. Teach us to pray. Pray yourself in us. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. And again, I have a guest online. God bless you, caller. How were you this evening?
I'm good. It's Brother Jake.
Oh, God bless you, Brother Jake. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, too. I would like a special prayer request for Sister Penny.
Okay.
Yeah. She was scheduled to have a procedure done last week, and I haven't heard from her since, so I'm hoping and praying that she's okay.
Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, we come this evening asking for prayer for our sister Penny. And our brother Jake is interceding on her behalf. Lord God, we know that everything is according to your will. We know that whatever Penny is going through at this time, we know that you are there with her and guiding her and helping her through whatever it is that she's going through. And you know that all you have to do is say the word and touch her, Lord God, in a special way. Heal her where she needs to be healed. Guide the doctor's hands to where they need to go, Lord God. And we put our sister Penny into your hands. And we're asking, Lord God, that you heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Let your will be done in her life. And we are all concerned about our sister Penny. And we pray that Jake will hear something very soon to let him know that she is in your hands and that she is going to be all right. We love her, Lord God, and we know that you are taking very good care of her. And we ask these prayers In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Touch her right you, now, Jesus. Lord God, and in a special way. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So at this time, I will play a selection. I don't think our First Lady is going to be with us this evening with our lesson. And normally, if she's not here, I bring a word. So we will see what happens. If she comes, then she will do the lesson. And if not, I will bring a word. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head. But God is bigger. Hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's able, 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 he's able.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, I know, I know. I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah,
Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. So if you have a prayer request to call in, 319-527-6204. And again, our Lady Nadine was unable to be with us this evening to conduct our lesson. And as I was saying, whenever she's not here, I will bring a message. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to play a selection, and following this selection, I will come back with what thus says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise be to God. Father God, we come this evening to bring you to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, divine healing in our body. We thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for our families, our friends, even for our enemies. We ask that you bless each and every one in your own special way, guide them in the way that you would have them to go. And Lord God, we ask that to let this word this evening come forth in love, peace, and happiness. We just thank you, Lord God, if for everything that you are doing. We thank you again for being who you are. And I thank you for always being with us and guiding us and protecting us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Lord God. We thank you for sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, Lord God, for our sins. We don't take it lightly, Lord God. We love you. We praise your holy name, and we give you all the glory. Now, Lord God, remove Hilda out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. And we ask this in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 15, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. Again, that's John chapter 1, verses 1 through 15, where it says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the world, the very world he came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowd, 'This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The Gospel of John was penned by the age apostle in about 85 AD. It was the last of the four Gospels to be written. By the time this book was circulated among the Christian community, the other Gospels were household words. People, the world had already the accounts of the life of Christ as recorded by Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Now, these first three Gospels are called the synoptic. The word synoptic means to see together. Now, this means that the first three Gospels contain many of the same stories and teachings. Teachings. Have to call you back. sorry about that. Praise be to God. Together, this means that the first three Gospels contain many of the same stories and teachings, but told from a different angle. Yet, each fully inspired by the Lord. Now, John's Gospel is different in the passage of this wonderful book. We see a side of Christ that the other gospel writers do not touch on. John was the part of that blessed inner circle, that handful of disciples that was with Christ during some of his most intimate moments. In this gospel, John gives us 21 blessed chapters. Chapters that, as each unfold, presented a new facet of his divine character. As time goes by, I intend to preach from each of these portraits of Christ that John gives us. We will call this series Portraits of Christ in John's Gallery. In this opening chapter, John paints a picture of Jesus, the Word of God, and its image that we want to focus on tonight. So let's look together at Jesus, the Word of God. Three truths are revealed in these verses about the Word of God. My title for this message is Jesus, the Word of God. Now, in verses 1-3, Jesus is existent word. He is the contrast, he is the constant word. According to this verse, Jesus has simply always existed. He did not come into being in Bethlehem, but he has been here throughout all the endless ages of eternity's past. Was in verse 1, always has been, contrast this with was in verse 6. This word used concerning John the Baptist means simply to become. John became, but Jesus always has been. Thank God he is the constant, unchanging word of God. And you'll find that in Hebrews 13:8. That is why the Christians can depend on Jesus. He will never fail us nor leave us. And you'll find that in Hebrews 13:5. He is the communing word. Now this phrase says that Jesus was with God. That is, he was presented in the heavenlies in the presence of God. Yet he stood as a distant person. Now, when this phrase is taken alongside the other two in this verse, the reality of the Trinity is on display. This verse teaches us that Jesus is God, yet he is still a unique being. Jesus Christ wasn't an afterthought with God. He wasn't something conjured up when things got out of control. Jesus was there when God moved to make man in his image in Genesis 1:26. Jesus was there in heaven when the plan to redeem the world was formulated. In Revelation 13:8, Ephesians 1:4, Titus 1:2, 1 Peter 1:19-20. Since before time began, Jesus was the Father in heaven, was with the Father in heaven. He is the controversial word. When Jesus came preaching repentance in Mark 1:15, men thought he was strange. When he began to heal and perform miracles, men thought he was a prophet sent by God in John 3:2. When he spoke the word of God with power, men thought he was amazing, Luke 4:36. However, when Jesus claimed equality with God, men thought he was crazy, John 19:7. He stopped being a blessing and became a controversy when he claimed to be God in John 14:19. Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not know me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Men still grappled with these truths. They are willing to accept the humble Christ, the teaching Christ, the meek Christ, the dead Christ, the serving Christ. However, they will not give acknowledgement to the God/man, Jesus Christ. He is still 100% God and 100% man, all wrapped up in one. It is best summed up by Paul in Philippians 2:5-8. In these amazing verses, the apostle sets forth in clear, conscious language the fact that Jesus existed before Bethlehem, that he willingly humbled himself and came to this world in the condition of a servant, formed condition. Jesus is God in human flesh. Verse 3 tells us he is the creative word. Now, this verse tells us that Jesus was the energy behind the creation of the universe. He spoke, and it was. He stood on the edge of nothing and spoke all this into existence. Colossians 1, 16 through 17. I am grateful that this God is my God, that this Savior is my Savior. I am glad that I can know him, the free pardon of sin, and that salvation is in his control. The worries and pressures of life begin to grow amazingly dim when confronted with the power and the might of our all-powerful Savior, Matthew 28 and 18. These four truths, taken as one, gives us the clear teaching that Jesus is the pre-existent Word of God. He has always been, and he always will be. Thank God there will never be a day throughout eternity that doesn't include Jesus. Hallelujah, praise his name. No matter where we wind up or what we have to face as we travel through this world, we can rest assured that the pre-existent one is and will always be there for us. He is the pre-existent Word of the living God. Now, verse 14, Jesus is the personalized Word. This verse is one of the clearest in all the Bible regarding the incarnation of Jesus Christ. The incarnation being a 50-cent word that simply means the body manifestation of a supernatural being. The manner of his incarnation. This verse tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. The manner of his incarnation is a mystery. How could God become a man? The answer to this question lies in the mind of God alone. All we know is that God chose a virgin named Mary and caused her to miraculously conceive and bring forth a baby. I do know that on that night when Jesus was born, God had come to earth. Somehow, the Word became flesh, while Jesus himself had existed from all eternities past. He took up on himself a robe of flesh there in Bethlehem. The Creator was born to create. The Creator was born to the creature. God placed his life in the hands of mortals. My, what a scene that must have been. This verse says that God dwelled among us. That word is rich in meaning. It literally means that Jesus pitched his tent here among mortals. He lived among us, worked among us, he prayed among us, he suffered among us, and he died among us. God walked upon the earth and was unrecognized by many who came into close contact with him. What a tragedy that men came in contact with the Savior and still fail to recognize him. Recently, President Clinton journeyed to Israel. It cost the United States and the Israelite government millions of dollars and much frustration to accommodate him there. Yet, when he arrived, they gave a wonderful welcome. 2,000 years ago, God came to Jerusalem and they killed him. Isn't it amazing that the president of the United States of America is safer in this world than God was? Think about that. The mystery of his incarnation. The word was made flesh. This word carries the meaning to appear in history, to step onto the stage. Now there in Bethlehem, God stepped out of eternity and onto the stage of human history. He came, a tangible proof of the existence of God and of God's willingness to save mankind. When he was here on earth and through the record left to you and me, we can see that Jesus came to this world to reveal God to man. He did this through the medium of his flesh. 1 John 1:1. Often, I envy those men, but then I remember the words of Jesus in John 20:24-29. Not everyone who saw Jesus on this earth came to faith in him. The majesty of his incarnation. We beheld his glory. John actually saw the glory of Jesus in a very real sense in Matthew 17. John, along with James and Peter, accompanied Jesus upon a mountainside. There, Jesus allowed the veil of his flesh to be pulled aside, and he revealed the glory that was concealed beneath. Jesus concealed his heavenly fame within an earthly frame. However, his greatest glory was revealed the day he allowed himself to be nailed to the cross and died for sinners. On Calvary, the glory of God was in sharp focus after all. That was the reason Jesus left the halls of heaven and came to live among men. He took upon himself a robe of flesh so that he might be able to die for mankind. That is what he did for each and every one of us this evening. To me, the greatest evidence of the glory of God is the broken body of Jesus Christ, having demonstrated his love for me in the clearest terms in Romans 5 and 8. Verse 18, Jesus is the proclaiming word. According to this verse, Jesus came to reveal God to man. The word declare means to unfold. Everything the Lord did was simply in an effort to unfold more of the revelation of God to man. Men needed to see God, not just as a lawgiver, but also as a lover. Not only as a judge, but as a justifier. Not as some stern, hateful being, but as a saving, caring Jesus did just this by his life. John 14, 7 through 9. Colossians 1 and 15. Hebrews 1 and 3. Jesus came to put God on display before men, and he did this in two primary ways. In verses 4 through 9, he came to proclaim the light. He came to a world in spiritual darkness and opened the curtains of grace to reveal the truth of God to men wandering in darkness. Jesus came to illuminate the pathway of men toward God. This light will accomplish one of two things. It will either men to repent of their sins and run to the open arms of the Lord, or it will cause them to reject the light and continue on their course of darkness. One will lead to salvation and the other will lead to damnation. John 3 and 36. Thank God for the light that he gave fallen man. Now, we do not have to be bound by the stringent rules of law, but are free to respond to the lovingly pleadings of the grace. And praise the Lord, this light reaches out to all men, even me. Verses 10 through 13, he came to proclaim life. Jesus came to his people who had his word and were living in his promised land. He came to tell them that there was a way to come to the Father and to experience eternal life. In what way? What may be the saddest verse in the Bible? They refused this call from the sinner's friend to come to him. However, verses 12 through 13 make it clear that anyone who will respond positively to the light of God and will come to Jesus and receive him into their hearts and life will experience the new birth and will enter into eternal life. John makes it clear in verse 13 that this life comes not by our natural birth, not by blood, not by our own good works, not the will of the flesh, not the work of another, not the will of man, but only through the will of God. And just what is the will of the Father? John 16. 36 through 40. There is only one entrance into life, and that is through the Son of God. He is the door, John 10 and 9, and he is the way, John 14 and 6. And if anyone will enter into life, they will enter through Jesus. Praise be to God. And my conclusion is, I cannot say that I understand all these truths that are contained in this passage, but I can say that I like them pretty good. Just praise the Lord for revealing himself and his Father to people like us. I am glad that an old sinner like myself can come to Jesus by simple faith and can be eternally saved by his grace. I may not know a lot about this old book, but I am glad I know the Word of God. Personally, this evening, how about you? If you have never met Jesus in the free pardon of sin, now is your time. Jesus stands ready to reveal the Father to you. He waits for you to respond to his light so he can give you of his life. Will you do what you need to do this evening and come to Jesus? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me, the Word of God. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise the Lord.
And now, if you have not accepted Christ, which I just gave the cause of salvation, I pray that this message would open up your ears to hear, your eyes to see, and your hearts to perceive what thus says the Lord. And the only way to God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And as I give the benediction at this time, I just want to say, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. It is in Jesus' holy name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So, at this time, I truly am happy that you all stayed in to hear the Word of God this evening. Unfortunately, as I said, our First Lady could not be with us this evening, so... God said, be ye also ready. Praise God. So at this time, I'd like to ask my guest online, which is the fivefold, to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening, Jesus, the Word of God. So we are going to start with our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen?
Amen. How's everyone this evening?
Blessed
and hot faith. Thank you. How are you?
Amen.
How
blessed. You? Amen. I'm glad Praise that I God. Didn't miss this beautiful sermon today. Evangelist Hill, that was a beautiful sermon. It's always good to hear about Jesus and his shed blood at Calvary.
Amen.
It's always good I know that our radio listeners got something out of that today. Amen.
Praise God.
And it's good to know that John presented a side of Christ that we don't see in the other gospels.
Amen.
That he presented a side of Christ where we can see him in a personal, more personal thing, that he was the Word made flesh, that in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word was Jesus. And when we've seen Jesus, we've seen God. And it's good to know that Jesus is always with us, no matter what. He's always with us because he's the creator. He created the heavens and the earth. Amen. That Jesus came to reveal God to man.
Yes.
To see Jesus, he became to reveal God to man because when we've seen Jesus, we've seen God.
Amen.
And so
amen.
God demonstrated his love through the gift that he gave to us, the gift that
he
gave to
did.
The world.
Amen.
He demonstrated to us his unconditional love and his grace and his mercy and also his that we will have eternal life.
Absolutely.
Amen. He wanted
Amen.
That none should perish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he sent Jesus. He doesn't want anybody to perish but
that's
have
right.
eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he's given
Amen.
Everybody a chance.
Amen.
Amen. So I really enjoyed that today. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Barbara.
Good evening. How's everyone?
Blessed, thank
Blessed.
You.
Blessed, thank you.
Like Mother said, I think it was a beautiful message, and I'm sure everyone listening got something out of it. Thank you for the presentation of the message, and the message itself was powerful.
Yeah.
And well done. So, again, thank you for that word. I'm glad I was looking for, you know, Lady Nadine, but we still got a blessing with that message. God continue to bless you, woman of God, and thank you for that. Thank you so
God
very much. I'm glad
you.
I didn't.
Thank you. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Jake.
Wow. Well, what to say that hasn't already been said?
Thank God
John,
he is constant and unchanging. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and that scripture that you based your wonderful sermon on brings to mind the saying that religion was humankind's attempt to reach God, but Jesus was God's attempt to reach man. And I'm just so grateful, and it's just amazing how humankind works. And it's great that God didn't turn us into robots, and that we can think for ourselves and make decisions, and God the Father always teaches us through our decisions, and as John the Baptist, prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Also, Jesus prepared the way for his Father in heaven. And indeed, when people asked, "Well, who does God look like?" and Jesus says, "Well, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And how that drove people in positions of power that were driven mad by this strange man who knew more than they did. And put them in their place, and they didn't like it at all. But it's a wonderful sermon, and I really appreciate your giving it. And like the other people tonight, I was expecting Lady Nadine, but it's okay. We got something just as good. I mean, the word of the Lord just came out.
Always.
next week you can look forward to Lady Nadine. So this way you have an
extra. Well, I must say I look forward to you too. So, you know, we shall see.
Amen.
You know, it's not a loss. Either way, we win.
Oh, praise God.
So I just
Hallelujah.
Hope and pray that Lady Nadine is okay and that
I do too.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, and I also like it because it's an excuse for me to have more time to study for the next class next Tuesday. So.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise be to God. And now that all has been said, and we thank God for this wonderful word this evening.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Something
Amen, yeah.
to always constantly to think on, because without Jesus, what do we have? Nothing. And to get to God, we have to go through him. So our faith in him is what gets us to God himself. Because without all three of them, we don't exist. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the word this evening.
Thank God.
Feed us for the rest of the week until Sunday. Amen. Praise God. So on behalf of my pastor, Prophet Ardy Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Apostle Ardy Wiggins will come with our lesson in basic theology at 7 p.m. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening. Stay safe if
you
have to go out.
God bless you all.
And we love you.
Good night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Good night. And on that note, we're going to rise on up out of here. Praise be to God. Good night. Shalom.
Good
love
night.
You.
Night.
Okay,
bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Amen. Bye, Jake.
Amen.
Amen. Bye.
Oh.
Bye. Bye. Take to the sky.
Take to the sky.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for
Another.
Praise be to God.
Should be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it, raise it. In a motion.
Yeah.